keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. Little flavour added in.
Well, let's have a little bit.
Detroit style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
It's days before Christmas, and we're going to do some recapping on some cool stuff that happened because the internet never sleeps, not as your marketing or your website. Trademark Productions, SEO podcast radio show, sitting here with Mr. The Hoff.
Yes. I would like to point out that we don't sleep either.
Yes.
Yes, we just work for our clients 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no holidays, no sleep.
Biggity bang. So, a lot of cool things happening this week. You know, let's start off with, I guess, some very interesting components. And, you know, unfortunately, I didn't pull all the data together today, but it probably would have been very good to and appropriate to do a end of the year, you know, biggest... PR disasters that have had for different companies internet, because one just happened this week for Instagram.
Yes.
With wanting to change their terms of service, and basically came out, I think it was on Monday.
It was on Monday or on Sunday. And
they sneaked and changed their terms of service. An online source, I want to say it was TechCrunch?
Yes, TechCrunch.
No, New York Times.
New York Times broke it?
Wall Street Journal and New York Times actually went through the terms of service and got very specific and called it out. So it was Sunday. And it basically said that any images that you upload, they're going to basically have rights to place them with any type of ads or other components that they see fit. So your picture of your dog or you and your girlfriends in their, you know, bar attire or whatever was going on could be potentially assigned some type of ad across a network, and you're not going to get any revenue for it. And that's just part of the deal with their terms of service.
Yeah, it's from what is Kevin Systrom, is that his name? Yes, Kevin Systrom is the co-founder of Instagram, and he has since retracted this and said, no, that's not what we intended. You know, it was an unfortunate wording of the terms of service.
Sure.
And, you know, that happens all the time. But the problem with this is that, you know, if you're a business and you're using Instagram to promote your company, that means that Instagram could then sell your image for an ad related to your industry that's not for you. Or if you're like the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News and you're posting, you know, news photos on there, photos that are owned by the newspaper are now appearing in ads.
Yeah, they lose their copyright in terms of use of the service. So
exactly.
That had a lot of people upset. From a consumer level, though, a very funny tweet that went out yesterday was someone complaining about the fact of just basically saying...
Was it the file sharing one?
Yes.
Yes, I saw
that. With Tom from MySpace?
Yeah.
Where someone called him out and said, yeah, well, like, what a wuss. Like, you sold out to MySpace.
It was like people complain about file sharing, but once it's Instagram, they get crazy or something along those lines. Or are we thinking of two separate things?
I think we're thinking of two separate things.
Okay. I saw MySpace Tom rip some guy to shreds, though, yesterday.
In 2006, I sold MySpace for $580,000, and you...
$580 million.
Yeah, $580 million, and you work your ass off hoping to get a half a day off.
Yeah, yeah, it was just awesome.
The other one was the fact of somebody ripped somebody else complaining about the fact of sharing the Instagram pics. He's like, boy, ain't it something? It's okay to download someone's music or rip a movie, but when someone starts to... you know, sell an ad next to your crappy Instagram ad, you get pissed, eh?
There's the thing that I find interesting is that, you know, people don't have a problem stealing from a band, you know, like they download. I think everyone's guilty of pirating music.
No.
Except us. They have no problem doing that because it's kind of like a faceless entity. You know, you're downloading a Metallica song. You're not taking James Hetfield's money. You don't look at it that way.
Yep.
Whereas if Instagram's going to say, hey, we're going to take your photo, you're like, but wait, I created that myself. So you're now in the same shoes as Metallica was with Napster in a sort of way. It's a kind of a roundabout comparison, but, you know, it's in the same.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of backpedaling that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably one of the last PR nightmares.
And there were all sorts of people talking about moving to Flickr. Have you seen their new mobile app yet for iOS? It's awesome.
Really?
They have, it's pretty much has full Instagram comparisons has filters. Their filters aren't as good, but I'm sure that'll get improved over time. I think
third party
Marissa Mayer was just trying to get this out the door.
Oh yeah.
Especially now. But it has full Flickr functionality too. You can do basic photo editing, brightness, contrast, cropping, the whole deal. You can do the filters. You can put them in sets. You can set your privacy for each individual photo individually, or each individual photo at once. You know, so it's pretty interesting. I've been playing with it the last couple of days, and it looks like if Instagram would have continued with their original TOS, they would have lost a bunch of people to Flickr because it's the same experience, and it's integrated better with Google than Instagram is.
Well, that was one of the big things that I think from a social media standpoint, the real users, I guess.
Power users.
Yeah, the power users and influencers. That was the first thing when Mercer Mayer went to Yahoo is like, would you please fix Flickr?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bring it back. Everybody loved it. I mean,
I've got countless photographer friends who still use Flickr, but they hate it.
Tumblr's now a big one, man.
Tumblr's huge. But Tumblr is also kind of like Reddit, where you don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are times where I've been browsing Tumblr in it. And I'm just like, nope, I'm getting back.
Yeah. So let's go into your stuff about Facebook, too.
Facebook. Facebook is getting into the local search. We've heard rumors for a year now that Facebook's going to get into the search game, and it looks like they're finally getting a foot in the door. They're bringing back the Nearby service on their iOS and Android apps. I don't know if you remember, if you would start searching for something, it would show you where your friends were nearby.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same.
That'll be a permission-based
yes.
add-on with privacy functions.
Hopefully. Yes. Their new privacy functions aren't set to launch for a couple of weeks, I believe. But it's now going to start showing businesses. So if you are a local business, you have to have your page optimized properly. Otherwise, you may not show up in these organic nearby results.
That's smart because you know, a lot of micro data, mm-hmm. I think, is they're going to probably utilize that in a large way. So that's important to have with things on your website too, micro data. But there was another competitor or vendor. Keep talking. I'm going to think about this because...
Well, the main thing that I wanted to discuss was basically you have to do SEO for Facebook with your Facebook brand page now. Because before, the only thing that had any SEO value was the title of your page. And, you know, your page would show up in Google search results because you really couldn't get found for anything within Facebook search. Facebook search isn't really that good.
If you have a public profile.
Yes, if you have a public profile.
Right.
Now, for brand pages, the big thing is you need to make sure that all of your information on your page is current.
Is this relative to Foursquare? I heard someone wanted to basically buy up Foursquare to merge their data together on the localization level.
I saw something about Foursquare and being bought or merged, but I didn't look into it too much because it was at the time where I was researching the Facebook Nearby stuff. But Foursquare... I hate Foursquare, to be honest.
Yeah.
It doesn't do a single thing for me. I don't want people to know that I went to Meijer.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, unless I'm somewhere really cool, I'm not going to tell anybody.
And, you know, I think from a privacy standpoint, like with Google, with Hangout and stuff, you can see where other people are at,
mm-hmm.
essentially. Well, not with Hangout, but where your friends are at and stuff.
Yes.
But that's in a closed environment. But if I just don't want people to really know where I'm at unless
exactly.
it's people that I want to know to
exactly.
know where I'm at.
Like if I'm somewhere awesome, I'm going to post on my Facebook, hey, I'm here. You know, like I went to the Masonic Temple a couple of months ago for swing dancing. So put it on Facebook, took a picture. But I'm not going to tell the whole world that I'm at the Masonic Temple.
Nor would you want them to know that you're there exactly at the moment that you're there.
Exactly.
Because then I know you're not at your house.
Exactly.
That's pretty whacked out. So
yeah, I remember when Foursquare first came about, there were a lot of problems with or a lot of concerns about people, you know, breaking into houses based on Foursquare data and stuff like that. And I think it's a valid concern, but I also think it's one of those things where someone has to be monitoring you all the time in order to actually pull that off.
Sure.
But the Facebook Nearby, it's going to be huge for brands as long as you have everything on your profile. You have to have your address, your phone number. You have to make sure your category is correct. So if you're a business versus a brand, you need to make sure you're listed as a business because then you're going to show up better. Brands are like Coca-Cola. No one's going to find Coke in a nearby result unless they're in Atlanta, you know? So if you're, you know, like one of our, you know, one of our clients is an HVAC place, they need to make sure they're local business, which they are. And they'll show up with their address and all of that stuff. And this, the only thing that I'm curious about is places with multiple locations.
Yes.
Like our client, for example.
Well, let's think about like Subway, Quiznos, McDonald's.
Exactly.
That's going to be interesting.
Brooks Brothers, for example.
Yes, Brooks Brothers.
I believe there are two in Grosse Pointe now.
On the same road.
Like everything else.
Yes.
Closes at 4.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just, I think it'll be good because Facebook's going mobile first, and I think Facebook has needed to go mobile first for over a year now, and it seems like they're finally doing it.
Well, there's been a lot of talks of the integration and advertising solutions with Bing.
Yep.
So I think that would definitely still be on the radar. Microsoft's not going to back down or fall down by the wayside easily.
No.
With, you know, giving up to Google for search and the advertising dollars from there.
I agree. And I also think that because Bing and Yahoo are tied in together with search, we might see some good integration between Facebook and Yahoo possibly, which would be interesting because Marissa Mayer is just tearing it up at Yahoo. She's doing great things. As we discussed earlier, the new Flickr app is phenomenal. She's redesigning Yahoo Mail to make it more simple, just like Gmail, which she was in charge of back in Google or back at Google. I think the next 6 months, 6 to 12 months, is going to be very interesting for the big three, as it were, Facebook, Yahoo, and Bing and Google. Well, big four. Can't count, apparently. So,
four.
I said Facebook, Bing, Yahoo, and Google. Just because I think Facebook's going to be involved with all of those in some sort of way.
All of those search engines?
Yes. Well, maybe not necessarily Google, but they're all tied into the same. They're going for the same thing right now. Facebook's trying to get into search. Bing and Yahoo. Yahoo's making a resurgence, hopefully.
We shall see.
Yes.
They should do something with DMOS.
Yeah.
Make that legitimate again.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking waste.
What do you have going on for 2013, my man? What are your predictions?
Well, I know the world is not ending because it's already tomorrow in Australia.
Yes.
So we're okay there.
Whew. It's a big relief.
Yes. I'm very, very curious with I want to call it clout, but I don't want to call it clout because of the product clout.
Yes.
So I guess your social influence, because everything's going towards more of traditional networking and a digital space.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
it's all about whose hands you shake.
Yeah, man. It's what circles you're running in, who's spreading your shit, what's the value of them that's, mm-hmm. you know, basically in connection with you and stuff. And I wonder if we're going to see something like that of similarity for LinkedIn. Which would make a lot of sense.
LinkedIn's made some updates last year or so that have been pretty solid.
Yeah.
I mean, their company pages now have cover images, just mm-hmm. like Google Plus and Facebook.
Follow updates on a lot of those now.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been a pro user for a while, and I like it a lot.
I love LinkedIn. I don't use it enough, but it's like Google Plus. It's like exercising for me.
Sure. And the only thing with LinkedIn, though, is I don't believe it's as good for recruitment because there's not a lot of, well, I guess you can go to some very deep extremes, which I have, to really, vet if that person is who they say they are and they actually mm-hmm. are as good as they're saying they are. They know these different types of things. But it definitely helps you to get in contact through people that you, well, if you have a pro account, people that you normally wouldn't be able to contact blindly,
mm-hmm.
Send in mail. Or to contact people and reach out to them and I guess a little bit more of a non-invasive, non-threatening environment, giving them the opportunity to, you know, make a decision on their terms and start some dialogue. So, you know, some things have come out of that that's been good for not only myself but for our customers as well.
Yeah, LinkedIn's – I think it's going to be more important the better it gets, if that makes sense. Just like the more people that use it and use it regularly, it's just going to be – turn into exactly what it's supposed to be, Facebook for Business.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time this fall in and out of different groups and doing a lot of testing with groups within LinkedIn to determine the legitimacy of them. And I think you're going to find a lot less of legitimacy in certain groups than you are going to find of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But there are power users inside of there. There are influencers inside of there, and it's not hard to find out who they are.
Yeah.
And there's some groups, I think, also, too, legitimacy comes in closed groups. And once you can get inside of those, there's definitely some activity, and you can really probably get some really good dialogue and referrals and make connections that way. So I think that helps with a lot of different things as well. So prospecting for sales, looking for resources, maybe looking to hire, looking to get good referral on services or of professional or personal level, it's definitely yields a different way. But you got to learn to use these things, and that's what I think is very, very time consuming. So that's why we'll keep them on top of it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, you can just give us a holler. But let's get out of here and wish everybody a Merry Chanukis.
Yes.
And
Christmas Hanukkah.
Christmas Hanukkah, yes. And we'll do a nice end of the year recap next week.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.